for a food vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Meigan, Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1 acre more or less, lying north of Route 26, 0.2 mile northeast of Road 342, also known as Sandy Lane Road, and being identified on the county tax record as tax map ID 134, map 11, parcel 3. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of surveys on this application. It's a survey and shows the site plan in the same drawing. For the benefit of the record, this application also originated due to a violation being issued for the business activities. Letters of violation were forwarded on March 30th of 2012 and June 19th of 2012. The application was filed on May 11th of 2012. The Del Dot provided comments on May 1st of 2012 and in the form of a support facilities report and references that a traffic impact study is not recommended and that the current level of service D of Vines Creek Road being Route 26 will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments on July 19, 2012 from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in the form of a memorandum which referenced that the site is located in the Vines Creek planning area, the use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that when the county provides sewer service, connection is mandatory, that the county does not have a firm schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application? All right, if you'd come on up, give us your name, please. We'll have the floor.
I'm Shirley Townsend. I'm Chester Townsend's wife.
Okay. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Sure. Anything to, you know, to try to support the issue here. This is actually the fourth summer that we've been conducting business. We were on a small little piece of rented grass the past three seasons. And, you know, we've been successful. We've enjoyed serving, you know, the residents of Dagsboro. Chet and I are both lifelong residents of the area. We're a stable family, you know. His father, many of you know him. He's been on many, you know, boards and committees and things. My parents came here in the late 50s as Hungarian immigrants. My dad's worked for over 30 years at Delmarva Power and retired. So we're a stable family. We've been married 29 years. We want to have a stable business. You know, we don't want to turn the town upside down. I think we're neat, we're clean, we're orderly, and, you know, we love Dagsboro, and we want to make it a pretty place, you know, just as much as you folks do and the people that live there. So Chet's been a fisherman for over 30 years, and he's got a successful business there. And through the different fisheries that he's participated in, he's enjoyed a love of cooking seafood and, you know, wanted to turn that into a stable family business. So we're a little mom-and-pop business. Our kids are working for us and they're friends. And we were happy to have the opportunity to purchase this property, and we want to continue doing business there.
All right, then. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'm just going to venture a guess, but the nature of Captain Townsend's business, is he out fishing this evening? And is that why he couldn't be here?
He's working at the Lobster Shack. When I said we're a small mom-and-pop business, I mean, it's, you know, he's there, yes, and you know, my kids are there, so.
All right.
But he is a fisherman, and he does catch the seafood, and usually they try to get out 3 days a week, and that way they keep the gear up, and our business is open 3 days a week. We're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And as you may have heard me mention at a previous public hearing, this commission will try to make a determination of a recommendation, and there'll be another meeting before County Council, which your or Captain Townsend's attendance will be required. That's on August 21st.
Have it on my calendar.
You do have that?
Yes.
Okay. I have a question for Director Lank. I know you've been down to the site, as everyone has, and a significant part, I guess, of the operation of this business is the be a converted portable trailer that has the fish killer's name and the painting on it. It's the red converted trailer. How does that...
To grant approval of the use, and they have to go to the Board of Adjustment to use that portable trailer to use that for almost your cooking, right?
Correct, yes.
So it would have to go to the Board of Adjustment for a mobile home type structure.
Mm-hmm. Does that also have an effect on signage? Because I mean, it's easy to read that as a sign. Does that?
Well, it's got more signage on the trailer than is probably typically permitted for a conditional use. But as I said earlier in a previous meeting, the 32 square foot has only been a policy because it's in a residential area. Even 32 square foot has been their size. The regulation allows for 200 square foot, so that he doesn't equal that size.
Okay.
I mean, the size of the signage on the trailer isn't an issue.
It's not an issue, is that what you said?
Not as far as the code itself, unless they stipulate the lesser amount. Then they would have to basically, if they get the approval, redo the trailer, but it's going to be their sign. Typically, you grant for an on-premise sign. This is portable, so that becomes the issue. But then again, it's painted on the trailer, so it might not be an issue. They would be allowed to have up to 200 square foot of signage on as a ground sign per side if they so got permission, because it's a conditional use. And the policy, again, is that typically you've been doing 32 square foot.
Can I ask one question? Mm-hmm. So I'm just confused. So is it 32 square feet or is it 200?
The policy has been for conditional uses, because they're special approvals. They pretty much limit every conditional use signage to 32 square feet per side.
Okay.
Right. The regulation allows for conditional uses to have up to 200 square foot. But because of the policy and the condition, it wouldn't be any larger.
Okay.
But it's only policy, so they can, you know, waive that, or since it's a trailer and it's portable, it's a trailer and it's got signage on it. It's a licensed trailer, so it's technically it could be hauled anywhere at any time.
Right.
That's really not an issue as a sign.
Sign, or is it a paint job?
You can still issue a 32 square foot limitation for an on-premise sign that you put up on post. And you can still have the trailer with a painting on it, technically.
I mean, if need be, it can be changed. I mean, it's vinyl letters, you know, so we're flexible.
No, I say, but that's
it's
because
good.
It's a tag. I forgot it was a tag vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tag trailer, so you can, the signage isn't issue.
Okay, great.
If this is a seasonal business, something that would run certain months of the year?
Yes, that's what we've done for the past 3 years. Now that we have the land, we have talked about, you know, doing different things. But at this point, we run pretty much the summer months. We've usually waited till the kids got out of school. This summer, we were hoping to get things squared away here, but, you know, it ended up mid-June, I think we opened up, and the plan is that Labor Day Saturday that will be closed. Chad has mentioned, again, since we have the land, you know, possibly we might do, you know, certainly, you know, upon your approval, something like, you know, a fall oyster thing or, you know, some things like that.
Well, I did get to read in the Cape Gazette, keeping in mind that you are a violated business, that article in the Cape Gazette that did state what your intended business days and hours were. Would you state for the record now what your request is for which days you would like to be open and between what hours?
We are open Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. We're open 11 to 8.
Those 3 days.
That's when we are open, yes.
And the hours are?
11 to 8.
11 a.m. to 8 p.m., okay. And certain months are Or are you trying to leave it open that you would be open 12 months out of the year?
I mean, what's the right thing to do here? I mean, we want to do whatever the right thing is. I mean, what we've done is the summer months. But like I said, perhaps if we were permitted to grow, we might do some other, we might do some other things.
Okay. You currently have an outside area where if I pull in and I order a crab cake or something, I could sit at a picnic table and do that.
We do have a couple picnic tables out there. We're primarily a carry-out restaurant. You know, we don't have table service, but we do have a couple picnic tables, and some people do sit there and eat, yes.
Is there oversight of your business by the State Board of Health?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, Maida Graves comes and does our inspections, absolutely.
So insofar as sanitary facilities, if I need to wash my hands or...
We have it now that we have the house. We've got a customer restroom, yes. Hand washing, you know, we have an employee restroom. We're good. we try.
That's all the questions I have.
Okay. That's fine.
All right, Mr. Ross. Okay, so you're going, do you live in the, you live in the residence, is that correct?
No, we do not. We live about a mile off the road. We're on Falling Point Road, which connects into Sandy Landing. You know, if you're traveling west on 26, right after the location that we're discussing.
Does anyone live in the residence?
No. Yeah, we live on Sandy Landing, which connects into Falling Point.
Are you planning on renting the residence?
Probably not, because we have pretty much used the house now for storage. We've got a refrigerator in the living room right now. it's kind of come in handy for all of our, you know, paper towels and, you know, jars of pickles and things like that. So I perhaps if it could possibly happen, but at this point, no.
And
is that something that, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just inquiring just so that we have the facts.
I mean, is that something that if that did happen that we would have to come to you with, or no?
Actually, I don't think so, because the AR is already permitted, so that's, you know, that's really not a factor.
Not an issue as far as you folks. Okay.
No, yeah.
I don't think it's an issue. Where I was going was, if you didn't live there, is there a possibility that you may want to convert the residence to your business rather than the trailer at some point?
Our customers ask us that all the time. I mean, at this point, we're taking baby steps. You know, it's nice that we do have our own property that we, you know, we've decorated it and it's our own now, but we're taking baby steps, you know, we don't know at this point.
Mr. Mike, that might be something that if they decided to do down the road, they could just come back in and change the CU, or is it better to address at this time?
Well, I think my concern with that is if you get into a sit down situation, that's going to be different than what is there now. Now, if you're simply going to move the carry-out operation inside, I don't see if the house is in the conditional use area, I don't think it matters.
Cool. No, it wouldn't matter, and they could use they converted the house to the actual use, and they could still use the trailer unit if they wanted to travel, say, to go to the state fair or something like that. They could be going to the vendor sites for available.
I think the house can be used for whatever it's approved to be used for. If the site's approved for different use, then...
So we could theoretically, like, grow into the house, is what you're saying. But if we became a sit-down restaurant, then that becomes different.
That's probably different.
That's a different animal. But yeah, if your conditional use is granted and you decide you don't want to work out of the trailer but you want to work in the house, but you're still doing the same thing...
Right, then it's okay.
I'm sure the health department have something to say about that, but we won't.
Oh, yeah, they have all their codes and things.
You think?
Just a couple.
Do you plan on delivering, a pizza place delivers, they get a call in and order and deliver. Do you plan on doing any delivery service or just people that drive up and pick up?
No delivery at this point. We're pretty strapped. Like I said, we try to do things pretty much just with the family, you know, trying not to hire, you know, lots of people. But I wouldn't rule that out. I mean, again, let's say we did something like that, would we have to come to come back here, or?
I don't think so, because I think carry out's carry out. Doesn't matter who's carrying it out.
Yeah. It's really no different than.
It's no different than what you're doing right now.
So you're just delivering.
And can I throw one question out when you mentioned about the sit down? So, like, would you consider, so like McDonald's, where you go to the counter and order and then you sit down? That's, what is that? Sit down?
If you have indoor seating, okay, or a significant amount of outdoor seating, I don't think what you have now is significant.
Right.
But then I think you might be into a situation where you might have to come back. But from everything you've said, it doesn't sound like that's the direction you're going in. So.
Right. It's definitely not today anyway. So
right.
I'm 50. I'm going to retire someday, you know. So.
And then the last is just, I mean, in the area, there's other conditional use in businesses. Would you mind talking about some of the other businesses that are within a mile or two of your site?
Businesses. Heading east, we get into Blackwater Village. There's not really anything. I guess going west, there's the Gray's Landscaping. I think Bennett's has a landscaping there as well, right? And then there's the Griff's Grass Place. I think, and there's actually a little, right there, there's a little restaurant equipment store. I think that's about it. Around the corner.
Braffman Family Dentistry. And
okay,
the,
heading a little farther, yes.
Daycare facility.
The daycare is no longer there. Braffman has moved into the whole building.
Scott West, septic.
You're coaching, Mr. Smith.
He's trying to help me. That's okay.
Right.
Scott West Septic. You're right. Scott West Septic is going the other way. You're right. That's right before Blackwater.
Stating the facts.
Right.
Just stating the facts. No more questions.
Okay. We thank you.
I have no
Mr.
questions.
Mr. Burt. No questions for Mr. Burt.
I understand.
No coaching either. Okay. Mr. Lank.
I don't know that we've really heard what you sell, other than we kind of know, but it's fish killers, and we heard the Lobster Shack mentioned, and is it basically... what your product of sale is, the primary, not everything.
I should have run a menu. It's good stuff.
I didn't need a menu.
Okay, well, Chet's.
I should have brought some food.
I was wondering how long it would be before somebody said that. Yeah.
Aunt's always hungry, man.
It's basically seafood, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, naturally, that's our hook. I mean, we do catch, my husband, catches the live lobsters and some other, seafood products. So that's primarily, we're basing it around the lobster. We have a lobster roll. We have, you can buy live lobsters. You can buy a steamed lobster. It's good stuff. And then, he's got a crab cake. He's got a soft crab. He hand dips. He's got and a couple other, variety of fried seafoods. We've got a jerk chicken that's slow cooked over Jamaican pimento wood. So it's basically seafood and a couple little like island things that we're calling it, So
so you have basically lobster and crabs.
We don't have crab. We don't really have
steam crabs.
The space for hard crabs, that type of thing. But we do have crab cakes.
And you have chicken. So you have that's your basically lobster, soft shell.
We've got crackers, we've got
cakes,
shrimp basket,
chicken.
We've got a fish sandwich, we've got
fish
tacos. We've got fresh fish tacos, which are banging. So
I'm glad Commissioner Johnson's not here. He's on a seafood diet.
Oh, if he sees food, he eats it, right?
Seafood, he eats food, yes.
Well, he can come to the Lobster Shack.
Anything else, Mr. Knight?
I think that's enough.
Okay. And counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. We thank you, ma'am. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
I thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1936, Chester Townsend IV? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1936? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that completes our public hearings for the evening. Our next item is other business, and I want to ask you to indulge me when we were reviewing the agenda, I forgot that a request had been made by one of the folks that we might change the order because they have another commitment. So I would like to suggest that someone make a motion that we take item number 8 and move it to the top of the list and everyone else down a slot.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that on our agenda under other business that item 8, Potts Welding, now become item 1A with everything else following after.
Second.
Bear with me.
Okay, well, we still have to vote on the motion, so you got some time. It's moved and seconded to revise the other business section of the agenda to allow item number 8 to go first, and all others moving down one slot. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, this is a conditional use number 1217, Potts Welding, revised use on 13A.
Now, this is more of a question than a site plan, as we really don't have the site plan for this.
Right.
This site received conditional use approval for warehousing, light manufacturing, welding, prefab pipe, and assembly of sheet metal on January 6th of 1997. Company could refer called Pallet Masters would like to relocate their business to this site and repair pallets. The commission needs to determine if the proposed use is similar to the approved use or if a new conditional use application would be required. The reason we brought this to the commission on this instance is that this site was originally, I believe it was recalled, titled was U.S. Plywood.
Yeah, it was.
It was actually built for that purpose in the late 60s, I'm pretty sure.